This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Bill 2025. The Parliament had passed the legislation during the recently concluded winter session. The Act seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. A statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. This is a significant push up from the 100 days period under the previous scheme. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has termed the Act as the next step forward for MG Narega, which is in favour of development and the poor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, the government is working round the clock with farmers' interests as the top priority. The Prime Minister was speaking after laying the foundation stone of ammonia urea fertilizer project worth 10,601 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh, Assam today. Mr. Modi said, nation's farmers and annadatas have a crucial role to play in building a developed India. He said, farmer-friendly schemes are being extended to all.
Viksit Bharat ke nirman mein देश के किसानों की यहां के अन्नदाताओं की बहुत बड़ी भूमिका है इसलिए हमारी सरकार किसानों के हितों को सर्वोपरि रखते हुए दिन रात काम कर रही है यहां आप सभी को किसान हितैषी योजनाओं का लाभ दिया जा रहा है कृषि कल्याण की योजनाओं के बीच ये भी जरूरी है कि हमारे किसानों को खाद की निरंतर सप्लाई मिलती रहे आने वाले समय में ये यूरिया कारखाना ये सुनिश्चित करेगा.
The Prime Minister emphasized the fertilizer plant in Namrup, in addition to catering to Assam's needs, will also serve neighboring states, reduce dependence on fertilizer imports and generate substantial employment opportunities. On the second day of his visit to Assam today, the Prime Minister also interacted with students during a Pariksha Pe Charcha program aboard a cruise ship on the Brahmaputra River. Mr. Modi also visited the newly constructed Swahid Smarak Kshetra at Boragam in Guwahati, built in memory of 860 martyrs of Assam movement, and paid tribute to the martyrs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude for the people of Arunachal Pradesh for the victory and the support for the politics of good governance in panchayat elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this win strengthens the resolve to keep working for the state's transformation. The Prime Minister appreciated the BJP Karyakartas for working tirelessly among the people. In Maharashtra, BJP-led ruling Mahayuti Alliance is inching towards massive win in local body polls. Counting is underway for 285 of 288 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats. Early trends indicate Mahayuti Alliance gaining edge in the civic polls. The BJP has already secured 3 seats unopposed, with councillors and presidents elected without contest in Dondaicha Municipal Council in Dhule and Angar Nagar Panchayat in Solapur, while the Jammer Municipal President was also elected unopposed. The local body polls were held in 2 phases on the 2nd and 20th of this month. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Nitin Gadkari congratulated Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis and the party workers for winning the majority of seats in the polls. Speaking to media persons in Nagpur, Chief Minister Phadnavis assured that his government would carry out development work befitting the trust that people have shown. India has clarified that there was no attempt to breach the fence or create a security situation by protesters gathered outside the Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi. Responding to a media query, the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said that about 20 to 25 youth had gathered in front of the Bangladesh High Commission yesterday to raise slogans in protest against the horrendous killing of Deepu Chandra Das in Mymansingh, Bangladesh. It added that the protesters were calling for the protection of all minorities in Bangladesh. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the opening T20 international of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam tonight. India chased down the target of 122 runs set by Sri Lanka in 14.4 overs with the help of Jemima Rodrigues' unbeaten 69 of 44 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.